Senior City of Prince George officials believed they were well within our authority to remove shelters and belongings from the Lower Patricia encampment, named Moccasin Flats by residents, on November 17, 2021. However, in the days after November 17, the tone of the email circulating between City of Prince George staff changed. Apparently, the professional protesters are becoming worked up today about all the equipment, and BC Housing is wondering if we should back off because the optics are bad, City Communications Manager Julie Rogers wrote in an email to City Bylaw Services Manager Charlotte Peters on the morning of November 18, 2021. We are nearly done though, aren't we? I hope to get the news release out very shortly and will send it to you when it's ready. We are trying to change the conversation to address safety. Emails obtained by the citizen from BC Housing and the City of Prince George, through a Freedom of Information request, reveal what was happening behind the scenes at City Hall on November 17, 2021 and in the days that followed. Our legal counsel have been consulted throughout on November 17, 2021, just before 3 p.m. City Director of Public Safety Adam Davey sent out an update to the Mayor and City Council, City Staff, RCMP, BC Housing, the City's Legal Counsel and others, about the city operation at the Lower Patricia Encampment. BC Housing had relocated 10 people voluntarily from the encampment to the former Knights Inn location and others, Davey wrote. City Bylaw and Parks staff were acting in a support role to BC Housing and AWAC, which provided the transportation. As of now, the majority of occupants have moved and most of the encampment is empty. There appears to be only two tent sites with remaining occupants, however, it appears some continue to loiter about. Davey wrote. Some, Together We Stand, supporters and the defendant's legal counsel arrived on scene and appeared to be upset about this housing opportunity provided by BC Housing. City staff moved off-site to minimize any potential friction. The city will continue to consult with BC Housing during the large and ongoing clean up the site, he wrote. Our legal counsel have been consulted throughout BC Housing's voluntary rehousing opportunity, and this does not appear to affect our ongoing legal appeal process, Davey wrote. Cleanup activities will resume when appropriate to do so. Roughly 15 minutes after Davey's update, Peters, the bylaw services manager, sent her own email to City and BC Housing senior and frontline staff, thanking them for their work. I know it was a bit awkward when the representatives from Together We Stand arrived, but I wanted to assure all of you that we were well within our authority to do what we were doing, Peters wrote. All of the property that was being removed was abandoned and was determined to be abandoned through consultation with the occupants of the various tents and structures. In relation to the order that came out of the Supreme Court, we were also in line with that as the people were being transitioned into housing and not just told to move elsewhere. I firmly believe that we are doing the best for the folks in the camp as well as for the people in Prince George. I appreciate all of your efforts. Mayor, committee wanted answers. The City of Prince George's Communications Department began receiving media inquiries regarding the demolition starting on the morning of November 17. Former Mayor Lynn Hall was also getting questions from the City Select Committee on a safe, clean, and inclusive community, emails indicate. First thing on the morning on November 18, Babas wrote an email to Hall, saying he'd instructed Rogers and the city's communications team to prepare a response to the committee for him. Senior city staff were included in the email chain, and asked to provide input. It was this discussion which prompted Rogers' comments about professional protesters, and the poor optics of using heavy machinery to clear out the structures, quoted earlier. The only sites that were bulldozed were sites that had been left behind by those who transitioned into housing, Peters responded. The rationale was to get rid of fire hazards and try and get some of it clean before everything froze to the ground. Also important to point out that some folks are choosing to stay in the camp and the city has not disturbed those sites at all. City Director of Civic Operations Blake McIntosh added the use of machinery was needed for efficiency. The sheer volume of the camp contents dissuades manual cleanup and the equipment provides a layer of safety for staff performing this work, McIntosh wrote. On February 23, 2022, BC Supreme Court Justice Simon Koval ruled the city had violated the previous court and had inflicted serious harm on vulnerable people in the process. In March, the City of Prince George ended its court appeals of the rulings and issued a formal apology for the actions taken on November 17, 2021. Part 3 of this three-part series will look at emails from the city's frontline staff about how the operation proceeded on November 17, 2021.